This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The latest release of Army records about Iraqi detainees shows that children were among those held at Abu Ghraib prison. A federal court ordered the government to release the documents. They total hundreds of pages. The Center for Constitutional Rights and other groups requested them through the Freedom of Information Act. Those documents came out on the same day that the Pentagon released its own report examining abuse. Here's NPR's Jackie Northam.
Within the 800 pages of newly released documents are statements by military personnel about interrogation techniques and detainee operations at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. One statement describes how some detainees were not registered and kept hidden from international monitors. Some of the documents are newly declassified. That includes a transcript of a deposition given by Brigadier General Janis Karpinski, who was formerly in charge of Iraq's prisons. She talks about child detainees and how one boy appeared to be only 8 years old. In the deposition, Karpinski says the boy told her that he was almost 12, that his brother was also being held at the prison. Karpinski said the boy was crying and told her he really wanted to see his mother. Her deposition does not say what happened to the child. Karpinski was a key player at Abu Ghraib, but she wasn't interviewed for the latest report on detainee abuse at Abu Ghraib and other U.S. military prisons, which was also released yesterday. The investigation was headed up by Vice Admiral Albert Church, formerly the Navy's Inspector General and now the Director of Navy Staff. Church told the Senate Armed Services Committee that he relied heavily on earlier investigations, so there was no need to interview Karpinski and several other high-ranking officials. Church said he had a very specific mandate.
The first of that was to look at all the interrogation techniques that had ever been considered, authorized, employed, or prohibited in any theater at any time. Implicit in that tasking was to determine whether and if to what extent the nature and migration of all these interrogation techniques, directly or indirectly, resulted in detainee abuse that we've all become familiar with.
Church found that there was no evidence that senior civilian or military authorities directed, approved, or condoned torture or abuse, and that there was no link between the authorized interrogation techniques and the abuses that occurred at Abu Ghraib and elsewhere. Senator Carl Levin, the top Democrat on the committee, expressed his disappointment in the report. Levin said Church's report still leaves too many unanswered questions.
It doesn't fill many of the significant gaps left by earlier investigations regarding the nature and causes of detainee abuse. One gap in the investigations to date is what was the role of, quote, other government agencies, primarily the CIA, in detainee abuse.
Levin said another major gap was whether senior leadership created an environment that contributed to the abuse. Nine other earlier investigations also failed to fully blame military or civilian leadership. At a press conference later in the day, Church defended his decision not to interview Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld for the investigation. Church said he didn't find it necessary. Church was appointed by Rumsfeld to lead the investigation. Church appeared at the Pentagon News event with several other military and defense officials who talked about how all the investigations helped to develop reforms that have or will be made to the military's detention operations and interrogations. Tom Gandy, a senior military intelligence officer, said that a new field manual is due out in the next couple of months, which will provide better guidance for interrogators.
We've also made significant improvements in the oversight of interrogations, enforcing the discipline of interrogation planning, oversight, monitoring of interrogations. We've made corrections within the chain of command to ensure leaders are involved in the interrogations, beginning to end.
Other military officials said there will also be better training for military police and senior officers and an expansion of the current Army doctrines. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.